Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. BSFG Productions. Wonderland. In the school nurse's office.
I don't need it, I'm telling you.
Cole, just because you don't feel sick right now doesn't mean you don't need the shot.
I never get sick, okay? So you can take that and give it to Barry. His nose is always running.
What are you giving me shit for, man? I mean, I just saw you earlier today. We said hi. I said, hey, Cole. You said, hey, Mrs. Davis. Why are you giving me shit today? I mean, it's just the needle, man.
Cole eyes a syringe.
Damn, come over and get the shot. Ain't nothing to be scared of. 62 kids came here, got a shot, no problem. You come in here, take 10 minutes. I got 84 kids more to go, okay? We boys, man, be cool. Shit, man. Hey, you gonna take this shot? Just step over here and take the shot, just like you take some ass.
There's nothing to be scared of.
I'm not scared.
Mr. Daisy sticks the needle into his arm. Later, a boy throws a basketball at Cole's head. Title, The Babysitter.
Pussy!
After school, Cole stands with a blonde girl. Other students mill about in slow motion.
Did you know that only one baby was born in the Mayflower? How crazy is that shit? His name is literally Oceanus, and he didn't even have a nationality. Just a citizen of the sea, I guess.
What class did you learn that in?
No one learns anything in class, Cole. That's why we have the internet.
A black vintage sports car pulls up, and the middle-aged driver smirks.
There's my dad.
Melody, get over here.
This is his high school dream car. He got it after divorce to make mom jealous, but it didn't work because it's just a car.
Now!
Dad, can we give Cole a ride home?
Cole, are your parents expecting you to take the bus home?
I guess so.
Yeah, they are. So you should take the bus, okay, sport? Sorry, dude. I'll see you, though, neighbor, huh? What's that? NASCAR Nation, bitch!
He peels off. Soon after, Cole plods through a residential neighborhood. A bike gang appears behind him. The ringleader's bike has a pink sticker that reads, Cindy. They surround him.
Well, well, well.
Hey, colonoscopy, how's it hang?
I don't know, okay?
Well, speaking of hanging, have your balls dropped yet?
Why are you so
I didn't catch that.
Said, why are you so interested in my balls?
The last thing he cares about is your balls.
Yeah, because on Saturday I hooked up with Shelly McIntyre.
The sophomore?
The sophomore. But in many ways, she was a senior.
I don't believe you.
You don't need to believe him.
It's not like your belief in him will value what happens to his dick.
You wanna know how it was?
No, not really.
Well, you see, as a 14-year-old in that kind of situation with a 16-year-old that looks like Shelly McIntyre, it was overwhelming, man. I mean, she is a woman. Fully developed, man. It's crazy, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? I said, do you know what I'm saying?
You just said it didn't matter if I believed
well,
you.
I changed my mind, bitch.
Sorry, it was...
He knocks Cole to the sidewalk.
Oh, my God. He's so weird.
A young blonde woman wearing tight-fitting jeans and a white t-shirt strides over.
Did you just touch Cole?
So what if I did?
Jeremy, check it out. You so much as think about Cole again? And I'm gonna...
She whispers in Jeremy's ear as his two cronies stand nearby.
You crazy bitch.
She jabs a key into his bike tire.
Now get out of here! Before I run you over, you little pap smear.
They hurry off, and she smiles at Cole.
Hey, Cole.
Hey, B.
She crouches down.
These are new.
Yeah. I have to wear them sometimes. They supposedly help strengthen my left eye, but I can't tell the difference.
You look pretty strong to me.
He pockets his glasses.
You skin your palms?
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it does. Come here.
B blows on his hand, then kisses it. She helps him up.
They bother you a lot?
No.
You look away when you lie, dude. They the ones that egg your house?
He nods.
You gotta punch them in the dick. And if they're chasing you, wait until they've almost got you and then drop like a bag of rocks. And then when they trip over you and they're on the ground, kick them in the dick.
B drives him home.
Hey, so tell me, how's it, folks?
Better, I think.
Hotel therapy's working. No, come on, it's great. I mean, they're happy. We get to hang out, and I get paid.
I'm like your little Protestant.
What?
Because I have to pay you to hang out with me.
Are you trying to say prostitute? Oh my God, no, that would make me the prostitute and your parents the client. That is a terrible analogy. That is the worst one ever. Besides, I'd want to hang out with you either way.
Really?
100%. I mean, I got, 2 years tops before you're too cool to hang out with me?
I'll never be too cool.
They share a smile. Soon after, they arrive at Cole's house.
Hey, is that the roof of your treehouse?
Yeah, we just started to take it down.
I don't care. I mean, my treehouses are for kids anyway.
No, I mean, there's a lot of good memories in there, right?
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow night, you, me, party.
Sounds good.
V reaches into the back seat, and Cole stares at the outline of her black bra through her t-shirt. V looks at him, then points a finger.
E.T. fingers. All right, see.
Bye-bye, V.
Cole exits the car.
I get that door fixed. Hey, you're still giving this to me, right?
100%.
Can't have a sticky door on my car.
Cole heads up the front steps of his home. Melanie waves from her front lawn down the street, and her dad washes his car, wielding the hose in a phallic manner. Inside, a note from Cole's mom is attached to the fridge. It says, in the crawl space. Arg, yuck. Soon after, Cole exits his house and peers into an opening under the foundation.
Hey, Mom?
Hey! Cole, can you hand me one of those traps, please? Ow. Thanks. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks, buddy.
He hands her a rat trap.
Mom, how can you be under there? There's like a trillion spiders.
Oh, Cole, I don't like it under here. It's pretty much the worst.
Do you think I'm a pussy, Mom?
Ow. Honey, do you know what that word means?
Yeah, like afraid of everything.
He helps her out.
Huh. Well, I think you are at a time in your life where a lot of things are scary. But as you get older, those same things will stop frightening you as much. Okay?
She ruffles his hair.
It's gonna be okay.
You should really get some bug spray to kill the spiders in there.
Why? What have they done to you?
They eat other dirty bugs. Hey, will you get me a lemonade?
No.
Thanks.
Mom, I know pussy also means vagina. I'm not retarded.
Cole Johnson, do not say retarded.
But I can say pussy or something.
Don't say it, okay? Go get me a lemonade.
She aims a drill at him, and he shuffles off.
My God, he said pussy.
Breathe in, breathe out. Unclench that sphincter.
Okay.
How those mirrors looking?
Looking good.
Parking brakes.
Nope.
Hands.
10-2.
Engage.
A middle-aged man gives Cole a driving lesson. The car remains stationary in an empty stadium.
Dad, did you know that 7 teenagers die a day from driving?
Really? Wow. Did you know that 14 teenagers die a day from over-worrying? I went on the internet, and there's pictures of them. They die like this.
He gapes, with his hands in front of his face. Cole releases the wheel.
Maybe next week.
All right, buddy, sure. Hey, you want to swap?
Yeah.
Good, all right, you did good. You started the car, you put the seatbelt on. Don't worry about it, pal. There's no rush. It's okay to be scared. It's not a big deal, okay? Hey, let me ask you something. Do your friends, do they make fun of you for still having a babysitter?
Yeah, but then they see her and they get really jealous.
Yeah, heck yeah, they do. I don't know about you, buddy. Feeling like a cop.
I'm craving some donuts.
Cole's dad veers around the stadium, and Cole's eyes open wide. That night, Cole skids down the hall and enters his parents' bedroom.
What are you watching?
Your dad is binging on Mad Men again. You wouldn't like it.
It's on HBO.
it's not dirty, buddy. It's not on HBO. It's dense, you know, so it might go over your head. But I'll tell you what, when you get a little older, we'll binge watch it together. How about that?
All right.
Cole, will you clean up the toys in the hallway for me?
Okay, Mom.
Jeez.
Thank you.
A series of toy cars line the hall, and Cole picks one up.
Much cleaner.
Another toy vehicle is stationed atop the stairs. Cole heads to his room, sits on his bed, and types on a laptop computer. In a Google search engine, he enters the words Mad Men. He streams a show online throughout the night. The next morning, sun shines through his windows, and he closes the computer.
Who cares?
In the kitchen.
Hey, that doesn't seem safe at all.
I can handle it.
Yeah, no, I get it. Stop. And hand me the knife. Fabulous. Why are you cutting up your car with a knife?
I'm gonna switch the roof with a fastback so that's more aerodynamic. Uh-huh. It's also gonna give me more downforce on the turns. When it hits the ramp, it'll do a barrel roll and smash into the crash zone exactly how I intend.
Got it. Look, I applaud your passion for aerodynamics. I absolutely do. But only use this if you're cutting a flank steak. And don't do that because that's my job. And if you take that job, what am I doing at this house?
Do you want me to put it back?
No, I'm gonna put this in the dishwasher because it's coated in my sweat and fear.
On the school bus.
My parents are going away again. I think they go to have sex, but it just makes me feel like they go to get away from me.
They're definitely having sex. They probably have sex when you're at home, too. Besides, I bet B has boys over at your place all the time doing it.
No way, not a chance.
Yeah, that's what babysitters do. They put the kids down, sneak their boyfriends in, doing it. Seriously. Have you ever been awake after she's fallen asleep? I dare you to stay up tonight. You'll see.
I'm gonna find out.
No, I'm joking.
Melanie playfully puts Cole in a headlock. Later, Cole stands behind a school fence, gazing across the street. B exits a convenience store with a nerdy-looking teenage boy. She smiles and puts an arm around his shoulder. Cole watches glumly as they walk away from Foxy's Mini Mart, Liquor and Deli. Bee rests her head on the boy's shoulder. She smiles at him, and he clasps his hands together and says, "Thank you." A soccer ball hits Cole on the head.
Pussy!
At home.
Rushing you in any way, but weren't we supposed to leave at 5?
No, honey, 5:30 to avoid holiday traffic.
Oh, okay, we're supposed to leave at 5. Hey, do me a favor, don't move the furniture around because we just did the floor, so
I
don't want your mom yelling at me.
I don't yell at you. I just speak in all caps.
That's right, and that's what I love about her.
Here, honey. Hey, can you get that? It's probably B.
Okay.
Can you hurry up?
Yes.
Cole straightens his shirt and smooths his hair, then takes a deep breath and opens the door.
What up, C?
What up?
Oh, you know, can't complain.
Good.
Oh, where to this weekend?
The Hyatt. Living large.
Can't find it.
Try the bottom drawer under your Invisalign. Anyway, you know the drill. No violent movies, no junk food, bed by 10.
Mom.
Bed by 10. 30?
Are you serious?
Sure thing. Anything else?
There is not a bathing suit in that bed.
Then, honey, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not
okay.
Up there.
Good.
He's totally gonna bring his jean shorts, isn't he?
Mom, he calls them jorts.
Well, we'll be fine. I mean, I can handle him.
I know, you're the best.
I'm bringing my jorts.
Great. I will be the envy of women everywhere.
Hey, B, call us if there's any trouble, okay? Cole, don't cause any trouble.
Dad, I know, Dad.
You know what, honey? You got your flu shot,
Mom.
So no exertion this weekend.
Yeah, no running around. Just
yeah, I got it.
They start off. Then his dad turns around.
Hey, Cole, remember. You're the man of the house now.
That's sweet. You are. We love you.
All right,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye,
Bee. But not too much fun.
Not too much.
Bee and Cole wave. Soon after. after, disco lights flash in the living room as B and Cole dance a choreographed routine. They air guitar back to back. Later, Cole dives into his pool. He surfaces as B peels down to a red bikini.
No way you're gonna beat my guy.
She dives in. Later, they make pizza in the kitchen.
So you're basically saying intergalactic dream team on a mission.
Yeah. So there's an epic villain, right?
Right.
Okay. So you have to fill a starship full of the best people or aliens or robots to take them down.
How many seats have I got?
Five.
Five?
Six if you need like a duo, but you can't have like Predator and the Xenomorph together because they'd fight and the mission would be futile.
No, no. Okay, I get it. All right. One, Kirk. Two, Picard. Three, Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum from Independence Day. Five, Ripley. And six, are you ready for this shit? A xenomorph egg.
No way.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay, here's the plan. Kirk and Picard team up to Captain. Then when they get close, they send in Will and Goldblum to get inside the lair because they have experience with that shit.
Fair.
Now, this whole time, Ripley's been bitching about the xenomorph egg and shit because that's her move. But she knows she gotta do this because it's the only way to save the world.
The universe.
Right, exactly. So, Will and Goldblum get her inside the lair. Ripley personally drops off the egg. The facehugger attacks the big bad. Ripley makes it back to Will and Goldblum. The big bad attacks them. They narrowly escape. Kirk and Picard supply cover as the spacecraft returns home. Then they peace out of there. Meanwhile, big bad starts feeling like shit.
B's hand pops out of her shirt collar. She mimes vomiting, then spreads her arms out to the sides proudly.
He's out!
B brushes her shoulders and blows into the end of her finger gun.
Who said he was a he?
Shut up. We're going to save the galaxy.
Are facehuggers female?
No, because they got dicks, right?
Oh, so you're saying it took a dick to save the galaxy?
Cole smirks.
I want a do-over. I want a do-over.
Do-overs.
Come on, aliens don't abide by our primitive gender stereotypes.
It's done is done.
You suck, and I hope you die.
You couldn't live without me.
It would definitely affect my income, so you're probably right.
Pizza!
Pizza!
They watch a movie outside.
Hey, give me a chance. So special,
so popular.
I told you you'd make a mistake and I'd be waiting.
They act out the parts.
Well, it doesn't look to me like I really have any choice
now, does it?
That's right, you don't.
I'm going to take this right foot. And I'm going to walk you on that side of your face. You want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Cole mimes kicking her, and B falls to the ground. They play fight. Later, they flop onto the couch.
Think my parents are gonna get a divorce?
B looks at him.
I don't know, man. I hope not.
Melanie's parents got divorced. Now her mom lives with her boyfriend.
That's gross. Isn't that the cute chick across the street?
Miss Dreyer is not cute. She's gross. Her boyfriend's like 20.
Not her, Melanie.
I wouldn't say she's cute.
Oh, I would. I would say she's super duper cute.
And, you know, I see what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work.
Whatever. You want your tongues to touch.
Nope, no way.
You're in denial.
You're an asshole.
Oh, my God. That was so great. But you know what? You'll be all right if your parents break up. I mean, you just gotta take care of yourself. You gotta figure out what you want and then do what you can to get it.
Cole smiles at B, and she regards him thoughtfully, then returns the smile.
Ah, shit, dude, it's super late.
I'm not tired.
Well, I know you're not. I am. If I give you a shot, will you go to bed?
I don't know, maybe.
I'll make it a double.
You'll sleep like a rock.
Okay.
Soon after, B returns with a shot glass.
Here you are, my good sir. Now remember, you don't say a word of this to your parents.
My dad lets me drink Mike's all the time.
Dude, that is the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life.
B smiles and Cole stares at her.
You're not gonna do it with me?
All right, sure. I'll be right back.
She turns and strides back into the kitchen. Cole holds a shot, looking uncomfortable. He shifts from foot to foot as he watches the kitchen door. He looks over at a potted plant. He dumps the booze into the planter and wipes his mouth as B returns.
What have you done without me? Cheers.
B downs hers. Whew. Later, Cole is in bed with his phone.
She's totally getting laid.
I'm gonna find out.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's actually kind of pervy, though.
Don't people do it?
I'm not a perv. I just want to know what happens after I go to sleep.
He FaceTimes with Melanie.
I gotta go.
No!
He snuggles under the blankets.
Enter.
You sleepy?
Yeah, I'm really tired.
We'll rest up. The party continues tomorrow. You need anything?
All right. B?
Yeah.
Thanks for knowing me and treating me like I was okay.
You don't think you're okay?
B sits on the side of his bed.
I mean, I want to feel normal, but I just feel weird most of the time.
Well, I like weird. All of the time. So just imagine how all the girls are gonna love you when you're a senior.
He wipes a tear.
See you in the morning.
Good night, Dave.
B turns off his light and exits. The clock moves from 11:15 to 11:40. Cole sits in bed typing on his phone. Cole picks up his phone and texts Melanie. They're here. There's a bunch of people.
Ew. Orgy.
Melanie replies, OMG, orgy.
Orgy?
Cole searches orgy and videos appear on his phone. Melanie messages, go down and watch them. He responds, perv, and she instructs, just do it. Cole turns off his bedside light and tiptoes to the door. He crawls through the upstairs hallway, past toy cars, and peers through the wooden banister to the lower level.
Spin it.
A group of teenagers sits in a circle on the floor playing spin the bottle. Young and athletic Max smiles. Redheaded cheerleader Allison blows a bubble with her gum. John waggles his tongue out of his mouth rudely. Sonia wears a black beret and black scarf, and nerdy Samuel from outside the convenience store grins nervously. Cole spies.
Truth me.
Out of everybody here, who would you want to sleep with the most?
Allison questions Max.
Sonia.
Ooh, yeah.
100%.
Oh,
Sam. You're a close second, stud.
Damn.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah. People.
To this blocker.
B, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to kiss everyone here.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
You got balls.
I need to watch this.
Samuel sips his drink.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm excited for that.
What's up, baby? Let's go. I'm ready.
B kisses Max.
Oh!
I know it was you, Fredo. I know it was you.
Is that Lord of the Rings?
Godfather Part 2. I love her.
All right, this is easy. Come on.
Bea kneels in front of Allison. She cups Allison's face and kisses her tenderly on the lips.
Well, y'all rehearsed this.
Cole's mouth hangs open as the girls make out. The girls touch tongues and Cole blinks his eyes. Bea bites Allison's lip and Samuel watches spellbound. Allison bites Bee's lip. Bea takes a wad of gum from her mouth and returns it to Allison, then licks her fingers. John pants.
Wait, just give me a second to process that shit. You raised by Rick James?
I'm gonna redo.
He winds up a tube of lip moisturizer.
So it's real nice and long before you get on black. You see that?
He rubs it on his lips as Bea crawls towards him. Bea licks his cheek.
Bea, what the hell was that? You gave her that romantic shit? You just gonna lick my face? Freaky shit going on. Smell good, though. The spit's nice. You brushed your teeth this morning.
Bea kisses Sonya's forehead, and Sonya kisses her forehead. Samuel gapes.
Weird.
Hi.
Oh. Yeah.
Bea crawls towards Samuel.
Oh. She's so hot.
Samuel jumps to his feet.
Sam, you got this?
Make out with him.
I'm sorry. This is kind of weird. I don't even really know you guys.
You got this, stud.
Sam,
I don't even really know you guys.
Get in there.
I'm not. I'm just staring at me.
Oh, we're not looking.
Hey, it's not weird.
Hey, just close your eyes, okay? And they're not even here. You can do this. You got this.
Bea removes his glasses. Cole watches rapt from upstairs.
Just because I close my eyes doesn't mean that they're not here.
Do you trust me? Just relax. It's not weird, okay? We're just having fun.
Okay.
Ow!
Bea kisses him. Bea holds his face gently, and he gazes at her dreamily. She lifts her arms over his head and drives two daggers into his skull. Words appear, what the fuck? Bea holds the knives as blood pours down Samuel's face. Cole opens his mouth in shock.
You're helping fulfill a great purpose, know this.
I want to fulfill a great purpose!
Did he just say porpoise?
No, I think he did.
He didn't even get a chance to understand. Ready?
Ready.
Yep.
She removes the blades, and they fill brass goblets with the blood spouting from his skull. Cole's mouth hangs open.
Wait, hold on, my shit ain't working. I think it went out of blood or something.
John taps Samuel's head and blood gushes out onto his face.
All that blood was just in his boner.
Max, don't laugh, okay? John, relax. This blood is serving you.
Oh, shit, I did not sign up for this shit to serve me in my mouth. This shit's still warm. I think you got a fever.
You know what you signed up for, okay? You want to go platinum, John? Things can get messy when you make a deal with the devil. Now collect it.
Like this?
There you go.
How long is this gonna take? I just want my shit to come true.
Allison, you'll all get what you want.
Cole backs away from the banister. The goblet fills with blood.
Okay, let's go.
Max drags Samuel's lifeless body across the carpet.
Look at my outfit. I just got this shit. You feel me? 30% off. Macy's. Top rack. I don't play games.
You look like Carrie, but black.
Carrie would have been better if she was black. She would have been covered in Hennessy. All right?
What the hell are you wearing? Looking like Big Bird's side bitch.
I just came from a game. That's why I'm wearing this. Obviously, I was not gonna miss this. Look at this shit. That would go viral so hard. I mean, nobody's done human sacrifice.
People have always done human sacrifice.
Yeah, but like, not in America with hot people.
Sonia, get the cases.
Listen, when you're done being totally useless, get a rag and wipe Sacrifice Samuel out my damn eye. OMG.
Hey. Nice one, John.
Oh my God. I've got Sacrifice Samuel all over me.
What's in the box?
Bea returns with two trunks. She opens the top one and reveals a large, weathered book.
Yo, so Bea, why do you need the book if you already know what to do? It's like Jesus asking directions to heaven. Just fucking go up, you know?
Well, the Jews have their scrolls, the Christians have their Bibles, and the devil has his verses. Don't touch it. It's very old and very delicate. It's the only one.
You recite the verse while the blood hits the page. Without it, none of this happens.
Alrighty, babes, let's get started before we head upstairs and get the blood of the innocent.
Cole gapes. He scrambles back to his bedroom, locks the door, and reaches for his phone.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, my name is Cole Johnson. A guy was just murdered in my living room. The address is 2455 Bigby Drive. Can you please send someone?
Are the attackers still in the house?
Yes, downstairs and having a blast.
How many are there, Cole?
Too many. Can you please get my mom? She's at the highest in the city, living large.
Of course, Cole. Now listen to me. It's important that you stay here.
I gotta protect myself.
Thanks. Not do that. No.
Cole rifles through a drawer. Words appear, pocket knife. He peers under the bed, then dons a pair of knee pads. He looks out his window at the ground far below. Cole hurriedly hops into bed and covers his sneakers with the blankets. He turns off the light as Bea and the others enter his room.
We shed about 15% of our dead cells. Woo!
Yo, this kid's hobby must be getting bullied.
He's reading The Secret? He like 10 years old. What secret he need to know?
Won't he hear us? With the amount of drugs I gave him? Hell no.
Pretty boy.
Do you have the needle?
Cole's eyes pop open.
Of course I have the needle.
Cole squeezes his eyes shut as Sonia retrieves a syringe.
You know, there is a faster way to get all that blood.
Do you know what happens when you kill someone?
They lose like all their Instagram followers.
Oh my God, that would suck. No, they die. And then I'd have to find another innocent kid. And all of this only works if we get that top shelf pure shit. Cole is basically a faucet of that for us.
Sonia readies the needle and hands it to Bea. They prepare a vein in Cole's arm.
Oof. After this, we finish the ritual. And your wish comes true. Damn, I missed the vein.
Sonia presses on another vein.
Premium real estate. Go for it.
B plunges the needle into his skin.
Well, you gotta give him a little band-aid.
Okay, I'll make some blood.
John Alley, LeBron James.
B kisses her hand and lays it on Cole's arm. She turns off Cole's light and heads to the door. The curtains rustle in the wind, and she spins around and furrows her brow. She smiles and walks out. Cole leaps out of bed. He runs to the window and looks down. He rips the covers from his bed and frantically ties the sheets together. He fastens one end to the wooden footboard. Cole tosses the tied sheets out the window. B stands behind him. The room blurs, and he collapses onto the floor. The screen goes black. Sometime later, Cole opens his eyes. B and her friends stand in front of him. B holds a hand to her mouth and watches him curiously. Cole is tied to a chair in the living room, and Max is shirtless. They snap into focus.
Why is he shirtless?
That's your first question?
I mean, how can you even ask that? Just look at him.
I still don't get it.
He tugs on the rope restraints, tying his hands to the chair.
Give him a cookie.
No, thanks.
Eat the cookie.
Just don't really like cookies, okay? He knows that.
You'll feel better if you eat the cookie, Cole. You fainted.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I know this because after I took your blood, I waited in the room because something felt off. I crouched behind the door, and a few seconds later, you got up and tied a sheet to your bed and then threw the sheet out the window. And then you fainted. So, you know, your blood sugar is low. Eat the cookie.
They lock eyes.
Are you mad at me?
Cookie. This is gonna be so good.
Sonia stuffs cookie in his mouth.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, that's a good boy.
Cole chews. B glares at him, then grins.
Why are you awake, Cole?
Because I couldn't sleep.
I don't believe you.
Okay, fine. I was gonna go smoke in the woods.
You were gonna go smoke in the woods.
Yeah, you know, like marijuana.
You weren't gonna share with your boy? Come on, man. We could have got high, listened to my mixtape. My shit's fire.
I want to smoke pot. Why didn't you drink the shot, Cole?
Why is he shirtless?
Cole.
Why'd you take my blood?
Cole.
Okay, fine. Because I don't like alcohol. I just drank it because I wanted you to think I was cool, so.
Words appear. Pocket knife, bitches.
I don't know. Why'd you give a 12-year-old alcohol?
Because I put shit in that alcohol that makes them conk out for 8 hours or more. What else did you see?
I just see you. And these assholes who I don't know in my house.
He saws at the rope with his knife.
Why is his shirt covered in blood?
Because no one would let me borrow a shirt.
That's not even an answer.
Oh, my God. Does he not even see the mirror behind him? We can see you cutting the rope. Well, he does now. Oh, it's so cute. You're still cutting the rope. Look at you. You're really trying there, aren't you? Why are you cutting the ropes, Cole?
Because I don't like being tied up.
Why do you have a pocket knife?
It was a gift.
Oh, my God. He's still cutting the ropes. A determined little fucker, aren't you?
Look, I won't tell anyone. Okay, you know me. I'm good with secrets. I won't tell my parents that you guys were having an orgy and needed my blood to do it.
Do you even know what an orgy is?
I'm guessing it's something sad people do because they want other sad people to like them. And they can forget for 1 minute how sad they are in general.
That's actually a pretty good answer.
It was for a science project, okay?
The orgy?
No. The blood. An orgy is when a bunch of people have sex together. We probably wouldn't need your blood for that.
Look, you could have just asked. I would have let you have some blood for science.
Maybe you were afraid of needles. This was clearly a misunderstanding. Sonia, untie him. I'm sorry we scared you, Cole. We good?
Shut up!
Holy fuck! Not good?
Fucking police.
Why are the cops outside, Cole?
I don't know.
Did you call them?
No, you said you were in the room.
Which makes me think you saw something that scared them enough to call the cops. Am I right, Cole?
Police lights illuminate the room.
Answer me, Cole.
Help! Help! I'm trying to protect the revival!
Max kicks Cole in the throat as the police burst in.
Anybody, please!
Here we
we go.
Max hurls a fireplace poker through one cop's eye socket.
Hands up! Don't shoot, man! Black lives matter too! You feel me?
The stabbed cop shoots Allison in the chest.
Titty gone! Titty gone!
Don't you move! Keep your hands up! Don't you move!
Oh!
Don't you move!
Hey, chill with the gun. Stop, man. Chill. You Mexican, right? Look, I speak Spanish.
John, I'm sorry, my friend.
Thief
slits the cop's throat, and blood spurts onto John.
You serious?
Max approaches the stabbed cop.
What you doing, man? Max, what you doing, man? No! No!
Max grabs the poker and turns it as the cop flails on the floor. Max moves the poker around, then yanks it out. Blood spatters the living room walls.
Look, man! Three out of four people got an STD. I got two people with blood on me. You do the math, I got AIDS. I know I got AIDS.
You killed them!
Kind of your fault, bud.
Are you insane?
No, Cole, I'm just trying to...
Officer Beinack, what's the status of that 187 call on Bigby Drive?
They eye the police radio.
Look, man, I can't go to jail. Y'all killed the cops, man. I ain't involved with this shit.
It's fine. Max, pick it up.
It's the statistics. They say you either end up in jail or dead. It's gonna be both of me, B.
What's the code for all clear?
Officer Beinack, what's your status?
Just say all clear!
Why would he know cop codes? Stop screaming and act like an adult. What's the code for all clear? I know you know it.
Little boy, he a nerd. Hey, tell him the codes. What's the code?
1053.
Punch that shit in right now.
Officer Beinack, you there?
Wait!
You don't get it. You look away when you lie. You look me in the eyes and you tell me the truth. What is the code for all clear? It's 10-4, obviously.
What's we're taking a break to get food?
Just say we're taking a break to...
Officer Beinack, can you back up?
Code 7.
They eye the police radio.
10-4, all clear. We're code 7.
They wait.
10-4, enjoy your double-double.
Should have been a cop.
Max flexes and drops the radio.
Sometimes you gotta settle, all right? I got a cousin, Chantel. Titties flat. Personality real good.
Ow. Sonya presses the wound.
Ow, you fucking bitch! What's wrong with you? Oh, get away from me with your fucking beret!
She's gonna bleed out.
What? No. What do you mean I'm gonna bleed? Can we just stick a tampon in her or something? Oh my God. We need to call an ambulance, guys. I need an ambulance. I don't want to lose my boob.
I can't do that.
What?
Cole sits up.
Why not?
Because your boob was shot by a now dead cop. Have fun explaining that.
No, it's who's gonna motorboat these, B.
How you like it? Let me know. You want them quick or you want them long? You want a little spit on it?
Cole sprints up the stairs.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Who's gonna
wanna
suck on my nipples? No.
Cole! Come here, Cole. Stop running. Come here, little baby. Yeah. Come here, buddy. Son of a bitch. Hey, this ain't Home Alone. Hey. Oh, shit.
John trips on Cole's toy car and tumbles backwards over the banister. He drops through the air and a trophy stabs into his neck.
Right in the jugular.
B sneers at Cole.
Get him.
I got him. I'm gonna kill you with my bare hands.
Now I gotta clean this up.
Cole locks himself in his bedroom.
No more doors, Cole!
He barricades the door, then throws the sheets out the window. He leans over the ledge.
Come on, Cole!
Cole drapes his legs out the window and grips the sheets. He dangles from the fabric, then slowly lowers himself down towards the ground. Max leans out the window, bare-chested, with blood on his face.
Hey, Coley.
How's it hanging?
Max pulls a sheet.
Please. You're gonna kill me now! Max? It's okay, Max.
Cole falls. He lands on the ground.
Deep breath, buddy.
Max turns from the window and strides out of the bedroom. Cole scrambles to his feet and runs. Cole ducks into the garage as Max appears.
Where are you?
Cole hides under a car. Max runs out of the garage and circles the house. Cole slithers out from beneath the vehicle and stands. He backs around the car with his eyes fixed to the garage door. Samuel's dead body is propped against the wall. Cole climbs over Samuel, and the body falls. Okay. Cole hurries to a work table.
Bug spray, blame me.
He grabs a can of bug spray and revs a drill.
Fire.
He opens a toolbox. Cole finds a rocket-shaped firework.
Whoa, the fat dragon.
Words appear, hell yeah. Cole scurries to the crawl space. He unfastens the screws on the entranceway. Cole removes a wired lattice door. He hastily grabs his supplies and hurries into the shallow area beneath his house. He replaces the door and crawls across the dirt. Cole encounters a giant hairy spider in his path. Cole passes dead rodents in traps and other spiders as he edges through the narrow space. Cole slithers forward on his stomach. He reaches a concrete and brick wall and pulls out a blanket. He hides in a heap under the covers. Sonia passes by outside. Cole stays still, his eyes wide and his nostrils flared. Sonia doubles back and crouches down to peer through the lattice doorway. She removes her high-heeled shoes. Sonia tugs off the door and shines a flashlight into the crawl space. She grins and heads inside on her hands and knees. She kicks a tarp. She spots another pile of blankets and smirks, then edges closer.
Are you right here?
She punches another tarp. Her light passes over Cole's face as she nears his hiding space. Sonia strokes a spider crawling atop Cole's blanket.
So soft, spray.
Sonia!
little fuck.
I'm coming!
Sonya crawls back towards the opening. Cole flicks the spider, and it lands in an open trap. Sonya turns around.
Hi, Cole. Come on. Do you think it'll take your parents to find your body down here?
She pulls a knife.
2 days from now? Even later? Probably. When your body starts to reek like cheese.
Cole lights the fireworks.
Or we could just burn your body, Cole. It'd be so beautiful.
The rocket streaks past her.
You missed!
Her hands catch in rat traps.
No!
No! Sonya rips the traps off as Cole hurries out. He bonks his head at the opening. He replaces the door.
And your favorite mom, every single one. Come here, Cole. Like the human self-centipede. Yeah.
Cole drills in the screws as Sonya stabs at the lattice.
Human self-centipede style. Have you ever seen the world in general? Your mouth is going to get so bad, Cole. Your mouth.
He douses her face with bug spray and sparks fly from the fireworks. A fireball erupts, and Cole is thrown back onto the grass.
I'm still alive, mother!
Cole clutches his abdomen as he lies on the lawn. Max appears. Cole jumps to his feet.
Did you just blow up Sonya?
No.
I mean, I'm not even mad. I'm a little surprised. What did that?
A firework?
A firework? Holy shit! Damn, good for you, kid. That is awesome. So, you want a head start?
Come on, you're the quarterback.
Life's not fair, dude.
You guys suck.
You just blew up Sonya!
Cole hurls the empty bug spray at Max and takes off.
You know you can't outrun me, Cole!
Cole has a flashback.
Wait, they've almost got you. Drop like a bag of rocks.
Kick him in the dick.
Cole drops. Max flies over him and lands on his back. Cole kicks his crotch. Max leaps up.
You missed my dick.
No, I didn't.
Pretty sure you did. And I got a big dick.
Light down.
That's just hurtful.
Max grabs Cole by the throat and lifts him into the air.
No whining. He saved some dignity.
Max looks around.
What the hell is that?
Huh?
It's terrible. What? It.
Somebody's egging your house?
Max lets Cole go and drags him to the front of the house by the arm. Jeremy throws an egg and bows to an imaginary audience.
She's an asshole.
You egg your house a lot?
Sometimes.
So what are you gonna do about it?
What?
I said, are you gonna let that little punk come onto your property, your family's property, and disrespect you like that?
Jeremy dances on the sidewalk. Max grabs Cole's face.
No. Hell no. This is America. You need to wreck his ass.
Are you kidding me?
Get out there and crush that bitch. Go.
He kisses Cole on the forehead and shoves him away. Cole approaches Jeremy.
Well, well, well. It's Cole Sore. I like your pajamas.
Thanks. My mom made them.
You want to do something?
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face.
Jeremy nods.
And there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Really?
Really? I'm
gonna wreck your ass.
Cole kicks Jeremy in the arm. Then Jeremy punches him in the face.
What the hell was that, man? You must be crazy.
Jeremy, you have to listen to me, okay? There's a guy over there who's trying to kill me. I swear to God.
I swear to God.
I'm serious.
I'm serious.
There are dead bodies in my house.
Wait, seriously?
The cops came. They killed the cops.
Where's the cop car?
They're crazy. They're covering it all up. Okay, if you get me out of this, I'll wear a blue headband. I'll give you foot massages. I'll do your homework until college.
Oh, okay, okay. I'll help you.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you die, I'm not gonna pick on.
Exactly.
Okay, so look, here's a plan. On three, we're gonna make a run for my bike. We're gonna ride in the back, all right?
Thank you.
One, two.
He cracks an egg on Cole's forehead.
Have fun getting murdered, colon cancer.
Jeremy dances to his bike and rides away. Max stands over Cole.
You talk too much. Crack him in the face next time. I'm not a bad kid. At least you stood up for yourself.
Can you let me go now?
No.
But if you kill me, you won't get what you want.
No, I'm not like the others. I came here to kill people.
Cole smacks Max across the face.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about, Cole! Come on, buddy!
Cole flees.
Come on, Coley! Come on, buddy! I'm right behind you! Move your ass, Cole! Woo! Coming for you!
Cole climbs the ladder to his tree fort.
Come on, buddy! Get moving! Come on, buddy! Let's go! Come on, get up there! Come on!
Holy! Come down and play!
Cole reaches the top and smashes the stairs.
Holy!
Come on, Cole!
Max circles the tree.
Stuck in the tree! No way down!
A rope dangles.
Holy. Coley!
Coley!
Cole peers over the side. Max scales the rope behind him. Cole wheels around, and Max is gone. Ah! Max appears.
Badass kid, Cole.
Relax, Max. You don't have to do this.
Oh, I kind of have to do this.
Don't worry, kid. I'm not gonna let you die with egg on your face.
He wipes raw egg from Cole's face, then looks at his yolk-covered palms.
Tonight, you get an honorable death. Tonight, you die, man.
The board cracks under their feet. Max's slippery hands slide from a branch, and the rope winds around his neck. He is hung. Max dangles lifeless from the rope, and Cole lands on the ground. B shoots at Cole.
Why are there guns?
Cole takes off, running across the lawn. He hurries towards Melanie's house. Melanie opens the door, and he falls on top of her.
Guy?
I got the two guys and the Asian girl, and the cheerleader girl got shot in the boom, so I think it's just B.
What is going on?
B, Martha Key, she stole my blood, tied me up, killed the cops.
You're really freaking me out.
I'm sorry. B is bad?
Yeah, B is bad. Where's your dad?
So is some Protestant.
But his car's here.
Yeah, she picked him up. He's really desperate.
Am I the only one that still has a babysitter?
Yeah. So what do we do?
Pray. I was kidding.
Oh.
That's probably a great idea, though.
A shadow appears at the door.
Come on.
He grabs Melanie's arm and they hide with their backs pressed against the basement door.
You think she can get in here?
Not if it's locked. Your door automatically locks, right?
B opens the front door.
Nope.
B stands in the doorway holding a rifle. She steps inside and scans a darkened house as Cole and Melanie cower nearby. B looks down and sees a pair of fluffy slippers by the door. She kicks them aside and slowly walks into the house. Cole and Melanie press themselves against the door as B's shadow draws nearer. She spins around with the gun aimed, and Cole and Melanie are gone. They hurry to the base of a staircase. B approaches the dining room. Cole and Melanie move again. A vase falls, and Cole catches it before it hits the ground. He sets it on a console table, and it tips over again. Cole catches it. B's eyes dart around the room. B scans the room, then moves away. B heads upstairs. She stops on a landing atop Cole and Melanie's hiding place. B peers upstairs. Cole watches as B heads back down. He grabs Melanie's hand and they run to a bathroom and close the door.
I shouldn't have gotten you into this.
You were being shot at.
Especially because I was being shot at, okay? You're my best friend and I'm sorry. I'm gonna take care of this, I promise. Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, call the cops. Tell them it's 1053.
Why do you know cop codes?
Because I used to want to be a cop when I grew up.
You never told me that.
I know. I only told B.
Melanie smiles at him.
Are you okay?
I've had a really bad night.
Melanie grabs his face and kisses him. Cole is dumbstruck.
The last guy I saw get kissed got stabbed in the head by two knives.
Melanie furrows her brow, then grins.
Just because she's a psychopath doesn't mean women are evil.
I know that. I wish all girls were like you.
I'm gonna put an end to this.
He tries to lock her in the bathroom.
What are you doing?
Keeping you safe.
The lock's on the inside, dumbass. That's really sweet of you, though.
I'm really excited we kissed.
Me too. Let's make out next time.
Okay, bye.
Cole sprints through the house and out onto the front lawn.
Come and get me, B! I'm right here! It's just you and me! It's just you and me! What, you're gonna get shy now? I'm going towards my house! I'm right here, B! I'm right here!
Cole enters his house. It is spotless.
Oh my God. Where is everything?
Cole looks around. He backs into a potted plant. Cole walks around the darkened house. Everything is tidy and immaculate. Sweat streaks Cole's face, and his hair is disheveled as he slowly moves further into the house. He approaches the dining room. Allison's body is propped in a chair. Cole slowly leans down and puts an ear to her mouth. He runs a hand in front of her face. He recoils, then leans forward again. Allison's eyes are closed and her head is lulled to the side. He pokes her. Cole staggers to the kitchen. Bee's demonic book is open on the island. Cole reads it.
Sacrifice. Get your dreams.
Allison grabs his leg and he falls. She crawls on top of him and punches him.
I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you!
Cole slaps her boobs.
Feel bad because I defended myself.
I knew you wanted me this whole time upstairs in your little room just jerking off. You're just sick.
You were trying to kill me.
I wasn't trying to kill you by punching your dick. Oh, I've never felt so violated before. Oh my God, I only signed up for this dumb shit so I could have my dream job. And instead, what do I have now, huh?
Her wound.
This one deflated, ugly boob. Oh, my life is basically over.
I mean, you're still super hot. What kind of job do you want?
A journalist.
See, that's perfect, because you're super smart, and you're hot, and really driven.
Thank you.
I could be wrong, but I don't think it would be hard for you to have a cool life.
Really? You think so? You think maybe we could just walk out of this whole thing and you just call the police and just, you know, forget this ever happened?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think I give a fuck what you're talking about?
She attacks him. He reaches on the counter and in cupboards and throws dishes and glasses at her.
Where's the knife?
He recalls his dad taking the knife.
Oh, just watch her.
Mom. At the hotel.
Are you the one that put the knife in the dishwasher?
I think so.
Can you not do that? It goes in the butcher block.
Allison pulls the knife from the butcher's block.
Yoo-hoo!
Looking for this? You still think I'm pretty?
She bangs the counter and lunges at Cole, and he dodges the blade. He reaches into a drawer and pulls out a barbecue lighter.
Oh, you think I'm scared of a little fire, huh?
You are dying. You ruined my life. And now, I'm gonna ruin yours.
Bee blows her head off with the gun. Cole is showered with blood.
Holy shit! Found this in the cop car. That was so graphic. She was so annoying.
I want to throw up.
You and me both. Where's Sonia?
Blown up. Crawl space. Where are the cops?
Just in with the cop car. Now I gotta skip town again. And that leaves you and what to do with you. Any suggestions?
Are you gonna shoot me?
No! No, I was just shooting around you because I thought you put your hands up and shit, but...
Cole grabs the book.
I will burn your book!
He ignites the lighter.
Cole? Cole? Listen to me.
No!
Cole, listen to me.
No, you listen to me!
I've been hunted! You've stolen my blood, killed people, shot at me, and just been general assholes all night. So I want to know
what the hell is going on.
Cole. You're too young to understand, okay? Just trust me. Fuck you!
Cole?
No, you know what? You deserve that what? Just because I'm 12 means I get to be treated like total shit by you and Jeremy and everyone else. You know what? You're Don Draper from Mad Men. How he's all cool and handsome and everybody loves him. And then he goes home and you find out he has a wife the whole time. He's such a piece of shit!
Did you just ruin Mad Men for me?
It's not even on anymore. You'll live.
Still.
What happens when you leave here?
What do you mean?
I will burn
okay.
it!
Hey, Cole! What do you want to know?
What's the blood for?
You mix the blood of the innocent with the blood of someone sacrificed. Recite the verses while dripping it on the page. And basically, you get whatever you want. I used to be so small and so scared. Now I'm strong and I'm confident. And that's all I ever wanted.
And so that's all I was to you. You just used me to get what you wanted.
No. No, Colt, I chose you. I mean, I could have shot you and not Allison, but I didn't. I chose you. Because you're the best. We click, right? You're my guy.
She edges closer as Cole's eyes fill with tears.
I'm not the first kid, am I?
No.
Then you'll leave here and just find another faucet.
You heard that.
I heard everything. This is my house.
Okay. Okay, yes. And tonight sucked, but we can start again.
He backs up, gripping the book, a flame flickering from the lighter.
So you have a plan?
Yeah, we just say they attacked us.
A reenactment.
I got him.
Cole and Bea hide from the others. Bea winks.
Plus, dude, we would have so much fun. It'd just be you and me against the whole world. No one will ever hurt you ever again. There'll be nothing left to be afraid of. Isn't that what you've always wanted?
The lighter hovers over the book in Cole's hands.
What do you say, Cole?
Guess.
He lowers the book and Bea smiles.
I guess I have a plan too.
He lights it. Cole runs with a flaming tome and Bea pursues him. He tosses the book on the floor and runs outside, and Bea falls to her knees beside the book. Bea smothers the flames with a pillow. Cole sprints down the middle of the road.
I've paid my dues.
Who said?
Time after time.
When you're ready, you're ready.
A lot of things are scary.
Gotta figure out what you want. And then do what you can to get it.
Cole hops into Melanie's dad's car.
Cole!
Melanie smiles at him. He accelerates and weaves down the road. The car bounces off the curb and flies through the air towards his house. He focuses on saving the book, then looks up as headlights fill the window. The car crashes into the living room and over B. Debris flutters through the air and wreckage is strewn around the living room. Cole flops out of the overturned car. He crawls across the floor, B is trapped under the front of the car. She turns her head to look at him, her legs beneath the vehicle.
What up, C? You drove a car into your house. I really didn't see that coming. You never told me. Your intergalactic dream team.
You didn't ask.
I should have. I'm usually pretty good at that stuff.
She smiles. Cole sits beside her. His face glistens with sweat.
Admiral Adama to lead. Data for his intelligence and cool head. Predator to fight. And me and you.
B grins, then turns somber.
You didn't say we could add ourselves.
Science fiction, you can do anything.
Well, I guess that's true. But don't you get it yet? I am the big bad.
I loved you.
Her eyes fill with tears and her lip quivers.
I don't care about your dumb book or your stupid cult. I'm an adult. Because when I realized you were the big bad and you betrayed me and were just gonna hurt other kids, I drove a stolen car through you.
She smiles and nods.
I don't give you. I see you, see.
She reaches out her finger and Cole ignores it.
Goodbye.
A tear drips down her cheek, and Cole stands and climbs over the car. He peers outside. Emergency vehicles converge at his house. Later, Cole sits across the road as firefighters investigate his house. Melanie's dad confronts an officer.
Martinez, yeah? Protect and serve,
that
idiot.
Just a
protect
car.
My car! Just a car! Just a car! Do not put your hand down right now.
Melanie sits beside Cole.
I thought you were going to drive away.
I couldn't leave you.
That was such a douche car.
Melanie, get over here. Get back here. Now!
She kisses Cole on the cheek.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Did you just put your face on him? You want to go get tattoos now?
Yo, Webb.
Dude, Cole stole a car.
Rammed his house. Killed like 50 people.
50 people. Hey, yo, let's get out of here.
Today, y'all, let's go.
Jeremy starts off. His cronies lift their arms in the air and face Cole. Cole nods. Cole's parents hit Jeremy's bike. They run and embrace Cole.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you all right?
What happened? Jamie, what happened?
Cole walks towards the house, then turns to look at his parents.
I don't need a babysitter anymore.
He cracks a smile, and they eye him curiously.
My best friend said she had lost a man.
Credits. Directed by McGee. Written by Brian Duffield. Produced by McGee. Produced by Mary Viola and Zach Schiller. Executive producers, Stephen Bello and James McGow. Executive producers, Alex Boyce, David Siegel, and Brian Duffield. Co-producers, Devin Andre and Jimmy Warden. Director of photography, Shane Hurlbut. Production designer, Kristen Vallow. Editors, Peter Vosdes and Martin Bernfeld. Original score by Douglas Pipes. Music supervisor, Tracy McKnight. Costume designer, Hannah Jacobs. Casting by Rich Delia. Starring Samara Weaving, Judah Lewis, Hannah Mae Lee, Rob Yamel, Bella Thorne, Andrew Batchelor, Emily Allen Lind, Leslie Bibb, Ken Marino. Netflix presents, in association with Boies Schiller Films, a Wonderland Sound and Vision and Boies Schiller Film Group production, a Netflix original film, a film by McG, The Babysitter. An officer investigates the crime scene. B pops up. Unit production manager David Siegel, first assistant director Brian F. Relia, second assistant director Matthew Jansen. Cast: Cole played by Judah Lewis, B played by Samara Weaving, Max played by Robbie Amell, Sonia played by Hannah Mae Lee, Allison played by Bella Thorne, Melanie played by Emily Allen Lind, John played by Andrew Batchelor, Samuel played by Doug Haley, Mum played by Leslie Bibb, Dad played by Ken Marino, Romeo played by Samuel Gilbert, Lewis played by Zachary Rice, Cop 1 played by Doc Duhame, Cop 2 played by J.C. Luer, Jeremy played by Miles J. Harvey, Melanie's annoying dad played by Chris Wilde, School Nurse played by Carl McDowell, Fireman played by Jonathan Bray, Some Asshole played by Jimmy Warden. Songs: Front and Center, performed by Craig Craig. I Want Candy, performed by Bow Wow Wow. Boys Wanna Be Her, performed by Peaches. Star Child, performed by Monster Paws. Spooky, performed by Dusty Springfield. I Just Wanna Make Love to You, performed by Foghat. We Are the Champions, performed by Queen. Everybody Loves the Sunshine, performed by Roy Ayers Ubiquity. The Babysitter, performed by Betty Wright. Copyright 2017, Babysitter LLC, all rights reserved. Logos: BSFG Productions, Wonderland. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red, Netflix.